Okay, so this is Sunday, the 12th of October, and it's the Internet Governance Review Group in Westwood. I'd like to remind everyone to state your names before speaking for transcript purposes. We have apologies from Carolina Aguirre, and we have Peter van Roste on the phone. My name is Christina Nordstrom.
So, as the chair of this working group is Byron and or Mathieu, it's a bit unclear. I will take the honors of running this as a facilitator of the group. Peter, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, Mark.
Ah, good morning, Peter, or good afternoon to you. So, in the room, we have Keith, Mathieu, Andy, Don Hollander, and
Shinyashish
from
India.
Ah, and Gabi and Christina as well, and we have some observers in the room as well. We don't have a formal agenda because, say, the status of this group is a bit unclear, so it might be useful to have a brief discussion on the status of this working group and see how we can evolve this in the sense of this will be the home of the CCNSO members who will be on the Internet Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance. Before we have that discussion, let me sketch a bit of the background of this working group so we have all full understanding. It was created at the time, I think it was two meetings ago, because there was this informal cross-community working group on Internet governance preparing for Net Mundial. At the time, this was a very hot topic, and that was prior to the launch or prior to the announcement of the NTIA on the AIANA-SIP stewardship transitions, which became the major priority of the CCTLD community at large. So Internet governance had a lower priority on the work list of the CCTLD community. At the same time, what you see is that the Cross-Community Working Group on Internet Governance prepared a formal charter, which was adopted, on the 25th of September of this year by the CCNSO Council, and there is now a call for volunteers to participate as member in this cross-community working group on Internet governance, and its purpose is to inform and engage the broader community, including the CCTLD community, in Internet governance issues. As I said, the call for volunteers is out, and there are already some members, say, from the informal one who will stay on, and hopefully there will be new members. Now, the question is, if we have these two groups, a cross-community working group, or members of the cross-community working group on Internet governance, and we have this formal group, is how to best ensure that, say, we do not overburden the volunteers, and whether this group should not be redesigned in the sense of this is the home for the CCNSO members on that cross-community working group, and they take the lead on the Internet governance outreach, etc. And then everybody who is interested in participating in the work of those members and want to participate in the cross-community working group can become either participant in this group. So the CEC community has a home for those with a keen interest in Internet governance issues. Because I think if you would look at the webpage of this group, you will see there is already a lot of material, and it can be added, and it will inform the discussions, both globally and regionally and even locally, act as a kind of repository of all the documentation going on and all the events. And if the people on the cross-community working group could manage this properly, then I think it's, say, in my view and maybe in the staff views, it could add value to the broader community or the CCTLD community. So it's more a question whether to change this group into, say, the home of the CCNSO members on the internet governance, and they take the lead. So it has more clarity and more focused efforts. So I open this for discussion. Any comments, suggestions, or questions? Don?
So my name is Don Hollander from APTLD. And just for clarity, because I don't always understand the word internet, the phrase internet governance, to make sure that I understand what that means. So it is about the broader issues of internet governance, such as spam and security, but so is it including that? And also, does it include the issues of the internet management issues, such as they are in a transition?
I think, in my view, if you look at the charter and the charter of the cross-community working group on internet governance, what is excluded of or is out of scope of that internet governance group is the discussions around the IANA stewardship transition, and what is excluded is the enhancement of accountability of ICANN. So it is broader in the sense of what is happening in the IGF, and maybe as an explanation, it goes back to, say, the initiatives around Net Mundial. This is where, and it's a response on the, say, the cross-community working group is a response to the call for a cross-community working group. I think it was at the Buenos Aires meeting by Fadi Shahadi, CEO and president of ICANN. So then it was created, then the CCNSO and the CCTLD community started to respond and follow up. It was made very clear by everybody on the drafting team for this cross-community working group on internet governance itself that transition is out, accountability is out. There will be separate processes for that one.
Okay, so thank you very much. And I think you answered my next question, which is, will there be a CCTLD-focused group outside the CCWG IANA transition group? Or is that the space for the names totally?
My understanding is that in principle, there is another coordination committee, unfortunately, that is specifically dealing with the accountability and transition issues. That's another group, but that is feeding into, and that it is a bit closed. It only will have the members who are on the cross-community working group, on the ICG, so the internet, say, Keith's group, and with Xiao Dong, Mary, and Martin Boyle, and in future, maybe the members on the accountability to ensure the coordination for the CC and outreach to the broader community. So that's the CC focus in these two processes. Internet governance is out of that in the broader sense, as we just discussed.
So just to be clear on this new group, I don't know what it's going to be called, but a bunch of letters. You're saying it's a closed group only of the four appointees to the ICG and the five appointees to the CCWG?
It already exists.
Okay.
And what we're talking about, this is another group that exists, and that's why we're having this meeting. This is the broader one on internet governance, which was started a long time ago.
I understand that.
Yeah, and so the question is whether this group should continue in its current format because it adds to the confusion, or we call it the home for those members or those volunteers who are on the cross-community working group on internet governance, because we do have members on that one, and it is an important topic, although not with as high a priority as the two other processes. Anybody else? So the question I want to pose is, does this working group want to advise the council to revisit the charter and to, effectively change it into the home for those who will be on the cross-community working group on internet governance, and then let the chair of that working group be the chair of this working group as well. And so make it a very focused one who also has the tools available to reach out to the broader community and inform them on events, important documentation, etc. Any comments, support, expressions of support?
Can I just say that sounds like the most pragmatic way forward. Thanks, Bart.
Mathieu from AFNIC. I fully support this proposal. There's too many working groups already and spreading everyone's time very soon. Let's be pragmatic and focus on the priorities right now.
Yep. Anybody else? Peter, any comments?
Hey, Bart. No, thank you. I support that proposal, and it seems to be the most, as Keith says, pragmatic way forward.
Agree.
Anybody else? Then what I suggest is, say, on behalf of the unclear chair of this working group, I will inform, the council accordingly and suggest a change of the mandate of this group, and so it will only include the members of the cross-community working groups and allows observers, and there will be a call for participants, those people who are interested in internet governance, and but in principle that we make it clearer what the purpose of this group is, and it almost aligns to the cross-community working group on internet governance. Yep. Any other business? Anybody who wants to raise something else?
Mark, this is Peter.
Go ahead, Peter.
Sorry, I might have missed that at the beginning of the meeting. But the meeting, this group is called on the schedule the Internet Governance Review Group.
Yeah.
But it is actually the Internet Governance Coordination Group.
Yeah. It's that's part of the confusion. And I know, because there wasn't very much going on the Internet Governance Group itself. It's just started prior to the, prior to this meeting again. So it has been dormant, and I think we should make that a little bit more permanent. Anything else, Peter?
No, thanks. The current name is Coordination Group.
Yeah, but we will change it into, a kind of coordination group, but, having the members and make it more clearer.
All right, thanks.
Mathieu?
Mathieu Veil from AFNIC. A pure suggestion to call it a kind of working group.
Yeah.
That would be the home, and then you'll find an acronym for that.
Yeah.
My initial question, joke apart, was Who from the CCNSO is on the country cross-community working group on internet governance? Do we have a list?
There was a list. Keep was on it, but he stepped down. There were five members. Let me put it in more general terms. There were five members. In order to prepare for this formal cross-community working group, we asked who wanted to stay on that formal working group. And as of, say, last week, we put out, as staff, we put out a call for volunteers to be on that cross-community working group. I don't know if we have any applications or self-nominations, but I know Jordan Carter will stay on. I know Yungam Lee will stay on. Who else, Gabby? Do you know? Sorry? No, nobody else. Christina. Who will stay on as the current, say, we have a list of five current members, and who will stay on? Yeah.
We're going to have two
left. So it's, and on the cross-community working groups, it is a minimum of two and a maximum of six members. So, and then there is a lot of observers and participants, whoever is interested.
Minimum is good.
Yeah. That depends on who's interested. Go ahead.
Youngham wanted to stay on.
Yeah.
Bieber wanted to step down. And, yeah, Jordan wanted to stay on. And I haven't heard from heard from Becky, and Keith wants to step down. That's what I have.
Becky has a request regarding the new hall.
But she, yeah, as you know, she was, she had a bit of a replacement. Keith, go ahead.
I noticed in the council minutes that I was listed as going to be an observer, but I think I need to be off that working group altogether, given that there's a limited number of seats and that Jordan Carter is continuing in that role. It's better that I come off it altogether and free up that seat.
Mathieu, any other question? No. Anybody, another question? If not, I'd like to close the meeting.
Yeah. Here.
Okay. Thank you. And...
We're setting a record.
Thank you all for attending this meeting. Beter tot ziens.
Ja, bye everyone.
Bye.